Hey there, welcome along. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. It's me, Damien, back with the 9 to 5 Google Daily, this time for June 28th, 2020. But before we dive in, I'd absolutely love it if you could drop a 5-star review on your podcast platform of choice. It really does help us reach more people and it would make my day. But let's get back to our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the weekend and the past 24 hours. So every app open up on Android 12 is accompanied by a launch animation to make startup a more consistent experience. One aspect of this is an animated icon on the splash screen, with Google Drive being the first Google app to support this on Android 12. The whimsical aspect of Android 12 starts when you tap an application. The app will expand out from where it's located on the home screen or your grid until it takes over the four corners of your display. When you open an app you haven't launched in a while, whether that be a cold or a warm start, you'll also be greeted with a splash screen that features the icon of the app you've selected. As such, users are not subject to extra delay when getting back to an app they've just opened, which is what is considered a hot start. Developers are able to customize the logo that appears, including the ability to use an animated icon. Another interesting aspect of how animations are working, it means they can have an unlimited duration, but Google does recommend keeping this to 1,000 milliseconds. When Google first announced the splash screen API in Developer Preview 3 of Android 12, Google provided a Gmail example, likely as the animation already appears on a desktop web client. However, the first Google app to actually adopt this animation or a new animation is Drive. You'll first see Drive's six-sided shape empty and hollowed out. Once a splash screen cover takes over the entire display, the dark green, yellow, red, blue, dark blue, and green colors will all slide in from the edge. Version 2.21.222.0640 is widely rolled out today, and the animated splash screen is live for all Android 12 users if you are running the latest beta. It does not appear on early versions of the operating system though. Developers themselves have long been able to design their own custom splash screens, for example YouTube TV, but Android 12 allows any app to easily do it as part of standardizing the opening experience. Video conferencing exploded in popularity due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, especially in the early days as many businesses and schools went remote for the safety of employees and students, sometimes for the very first time. Zoom was the biggest name in the game for quite a while, and it is still extremely popular, but if you've ever used it on a Chromebook, you're probably aware that it's not quite up to speed. Next week, though, that's apparently set to change. Zoom quietly announced that it would be releasing a brand new progressive web app on June 29th, that will offer a better overall experience for Chromebook users using the service. The new app will be available for installation through the Google Play Store, a practice that started last year, as well as being available to install from the web directly, as is offered by many other PWAs. Unlike the previous, very limited web app, this new PWA for Zoom will apparently offer much of the same functionality as the Windows and Mac apps, crucially including a customizable gallery view, self-select breakout rooms if supported by that particular meeting, both live transcription and translation, a new background masking privacy feature, and both raise hand and reactions for meetings. Zoom says more features will be added to its PWA and in turn Chromebooks over the next 3 to 6 months. This includes sharing audio when screen sharing and the whiteboard features that come with this too. Both of these were not supported with the legacy app. The new app also brings more features for teachers and students, a place where both Zoom and Chromebooks are widely used. Features supported by the PWA for teachers include the security shortcut menu, sharing a Chromebook's entire screen or just a single window, cloud recording, and breakout rooms. Students will also be able to use the thumbs up and thumbs down non-verbal actions or reactions, chat with their teacher over text, and join breakout rooms. Notably, this new PWA for Zoom will require the Chromebook to be running Chrome OS v91 or higher. The legacy Zoom app for Chrome Enterprise and Education customers will stick around until January 2022, at which point it will be phased out for this new PWA. Over the past few weeks, Google's introduced a standalone preference page for the various assistant features. The latest sees Google Assistant settings for the Android lock screen. The new lock screen menu is grouped under popular settings like voice match, languages, and routines before the full alphabetical list. On first launch, you'll get a splash screen about using Assistant without unlocking your phone. Agreeing will enable assistant responses on your lock screen, while the ability to get personal results when activating via a corner swipe or power button hold on Android 12 and higher is a secondary option. This new preferences page unsurprisingly replaces the lock screen option under the personalization menu, which was already quite long. The underlying functionality is far from new and something users are prompted about during initial assistant setup. It's now just more prominent and likely to be noticed by most users. We're encountering the new assistant lock screen settings widely rolled out with Google App 12.24. And finally, following the cadence from previous years, Qualcomm at MWC 2021 announced the Snapdragon 888 Plus 5G as a follow-on to the chip found in this year's flagship smartphones. The Snapdragon 888 Plus increases the max Cairo 680 CPU prime clock speed to 2.995 GHz, up from 2.84 GHz. Meanwhile, the 6th-gen Qualcomm AI engine sees a 20% boost over the regular 888 for improved simultaneous neural network performance. Everything else is otherwise unchanged, from the X60 5G modem to the Adreno 660 GPU and 5nm process used here. Qualcomm says the Snapdragon 888 and the 888 Plus combine to power more than 130 designs announced or in development. Asus, Honor, Motorola, Vivo and Xiaomi will be the first to adopt the Snapdragon 888 Plus with commercial device unveils taking place in the third quarter of 2021. Compared to the 865 Plus launch last year, there are three more partners committing to building devices right out of the gate. An ROG phone will be making use of this new chip for Asus with gaming performance advertised, while Honor will use the 888 Plus in an upcoming Magic 3 series flagship. Motorola touts today's announcement as helping bring the most significant performance and 5G speed to their consumers. Rounding out the list is Vivo with a new flagship device, as Xiaomi talks about the high-end segment too. Other Qualcomm announcements at MWC 2021 include a commitment from 39 worldwide mobile industry partners to support 5G millimeter wave.
So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com. And if you found even a small tidbit of this podcast useful or informative, then why not share it with a friend? It really does help the podcast grow and reach a brand new audience. And if you'd like to take the conversation yet further still, you can find me over on Twitter via @IamDamienWild. Be sure to drop me a message. I do love to hear from old and new listeners alike. And for more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.